USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic lawmakers are taking a victory lap after House passage of a big social spending bill. Talking with reporters, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the bill monumental and saying it's about the nation's values. This as Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the bill is way too expensive.
When you get rid of the gimmicks, it's like $5 trillion, $4.6 trillion. I went broke reading it. We don't even have 5% of that. $2.5 trillion new taxes, $2.5 trillion new debt.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is back for another day of deliberations in Wisconsin. The 18-year-old accused of killing two protesters and injuring a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians are now officially changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland has been known as the Indians since 1915, but decided to change their nickname to the Guardians in July. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are exonerated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s, but Islam died in 2009. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is entering their fourth day of deliberations. The 18-year-old is accused of killing two protesters and injuring a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Last year, over the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake, the 12-member jury has been deliberating for about 23 hours since Tuesday. As far as if we can read anything into that, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News.
There's a lot of rules of thumb that lawyers use if it's a fast jury or a slow jury. Whatever the truth of that is, I don't think it applies to high-profile trials. I think they tend to have their own trajectory. And so I think all of these assumptions about the jury really are likely unfounded. I mean, consider the fact that the Cosby trial went 5 days and then it had a hung jury. Phil Spector in his first trial went 12 days and ended up as a hung jury. The Menendez brothers, 3 days, ended up as a hung jury. Conversely, Paul Manafort was convicted after 4 days. So it's hard to say that the length of time is really that telling.
Former NFL running back Zach Stacy is under arrest for attacking a woman in front of a small child. A home surveillance video posted by his ex-girlfriend shows Stacy brutally attacking her in front of their 5-month-old child. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.